Good evening, everyone. Welcome to High School Wrestling. The postseason is here, and Maple River USC are here in Mound, Minnesota, in their new Section 2AA. And tonight they'll face Rockford first in the 6 o'clock match. Rockford coming in as the 12 seed here. Maple River USC, the 5th seed. And if the Longhorns can win that match, they'll move on to face number 4 seed Mound Westonka, the host team, here tonight. Sean Goodall's here with us tonight. I'm Randy Allen. We are going to bring you hopefully 2 matches. I would think, certainly in this first match here, Sean, that Maple River USC is heavily favored over the 12th seed, but Rockford does have a full team, I think, or close to it anyway. Yeah,
close to it. I see about 11 kids out there. Looking at the records in the program, they're I'd be surprised if we were packing up and heading home after the first one. I would guess we'd settle in here and get ready to call 2 dual meets. And the second one, if everything goes to oil, should be a heck of a one.
Yeah, I think nobody can quite figure out which way that one's going to go. It's going to be close. They wrestled during the season. And let's see, I had that written down here. 35-27, Mound Westonka beat the Longhorns on December 21st. But, you know, that's fairly close.
Yep, and I was talking to Terry this week, and he just told me that, I said, was it close? Good matches? It just at 107. Noah Gonzalez got beat 4-3. So if you flip that one around, it's a 2-point duel, and now you're flipping coins. But in a duel like this, usually the coin toss is important to see who has to put who out on the mat first, and that's when those coaches get paid the big bucks to make these decisions.
Righto. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more coming up in a moment.
Maple River and United South Central Youth Wrestling thank the community and all who support Longhorn Wrestling during the season. They always welcome new members and encourage you to contact them if you'd like to get involved. You can also find more information on their Facebook pages. And if you'd like to follow the varsity team, information can be found on the Facebook page titled Maple River USC Longhorn Wrestling. Good luck to all of our wrestlers this season from Longhorn Youth Wrestling.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC. Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to 4 locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
98% of farms are family owned, and most have been part of those families for generations. While times and technology have changed, today's corn and soybean farmers stay committed to protecting our water and soil resources. The Faribault County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs want you to know they're dedicated to growing a safe, healthy product while preserving the land for future generations.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Ryan Crabtree here, President of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer Seedler, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer Seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
When there's an electrical problem in your home, farm, or business, remember one name, Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric is ready to take care of any electrical problem, large or small. Whether it's residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial, Schroeder Electric has experienced crews and the equipment for any project. And they do underground and overhead bucket work, too. Call anytime, 553-5880. If there's an electrical problem, call on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group True Real Estate, and we'd like to take this time to wish all of our Longhorn wrestlers good luck on the mat. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers three modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack's Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Picture this, your HVAC system delivering a knockout performance, your plumbing holding its ground against any opponent, and your electrical systems powering up for victory. That's the kind of reliable service you can expect from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. And for our most loyal fans, we introduce the R Membership Program. Enjoy priority service and special perks, including 10% off all parts and services. R Membership will have you feeling like the champion of home comfort. Sign up for R Membership today at RonsPHE.com.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton. John Mark and the staff at Herman Manufacturing of Wells would like to wish area athletes good luck in their matches today. Herman Manufacturing has supplied the industry with custom engineered machine assemblies, precision machine, and welding components for over 40 years.
For all your ag and industrial repairs and steel sales, call Harmon Manufacturing at 507-553-5256 or visit them at HermanMFG.com.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. Maple River and United South Central Youth Wrestling thank the community and all who support Longhorn Wrestling during the season. They always welcome new members and encourage you to contact them if you'd like to get involved. You can also find more information on their Facebook pages. And if you'd like to follow the varsity team, information can be found on the Facebook page titled Maple River USC Longhorn Wrestling. Good luck to all of our wrestlers this season from Longhorn Youth Wrestling.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC. Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to four locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Love it or your money back. 98% of farms are family owned, and most have been part of those families for generations. While times and technology have changed, today's corn and soybean farmers stay committed to protecting our water and soil resources. The Faribault County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs want you to know they're dedicated to growing a safe, healthy product while preserving the land for future generations.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you, so join your friends at the Wells VFW.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here in Mound, sorry for the technical issues here this evening. We apologize for that. We had our 1-14 match, Sean.
Yep, and Bebo Getchell with a quick takedown and a fall for the Maple River Longhorns or USC Longhorns. They now lead the team duel 10-0. And Jace Ignashevsky is trailing here. He got taken down and cradled up. So he's down 5-0 here with 40 seconds left in the first period. That's what you've missed.
All right, so the team score is 10-0 right now.
Yep, after the Noah major decision and the Bebo Getchell fall. And now, like I said, Ignashevsky's trailing 5-0. He's down trying to work to his base. And his Rockford opponent doing a good job of cross-wrist riding here, making it just tough for Jace to get away. And they're on the edge of the mat with 8 seconds left here in the period. And now he's going to get the cheap tilt back his way. 1, 2. And he's going to give up 2 near fall right there on the edge of the mat to make it 7-0. Rockford, I think this is Jesse Brown or Owen Jetron. I'm guessing it's the Bowen kid.
Jesse Brown, yep.
Yeah. 21-15 freshman versus Ignashevsky is an eighth grader, 15-14. Rowan trying to work an arm bar here. He's got it locked up. Jay's doing a good job of fighting that off and getting back to his base. Now we're okay. He is still barred up, it looks like, on the far side. Nope, we're good now. Jay's got to get up to his feet here. Rowan doing a good job controlling the arms of Ignashevsky. Now he's kind of working a little bit of an Olympic crossbody ride. Now he's got the bar back in. Ignashevsky's got a hip down. And he comes up to his base. And now Bowen's got the shoulder kind of posted. Ignashevsky sits back into it. Now we're back on our base, but he's still got the bar locked up. Ignashevsky's fighting to get his arm and wrist back. Bowen's still working that arm bar. Now he goes for a half. And okay, now Ignashevsky's on his belly, but his hands are free. So one step forward, one step back. Now we got to get up to our base. Jace. Brown's now got one of Jace's arms behind his back. Now he's going to bar it up. Ignashevsky's on his base. I don't think we're in jeopardy really of getting turned here. Brown trying to work. Oh, now he breaks him down. Now Ignashevsky has to react here. He got a hip down. Bowen's going to take a big step out over the head. He's going to, oh, potentially dangerous. We dodged a bullet there. We were going over. 7-0, 18 seconds left. I'd like to see Jace get up to his feet here, get an escape. Gets broken down again. Another arm bar. Trying to run the arm bar. The other thing about some of these matches is, in one like this where it could maybe determine who wrestles who in the first round of section individuals, Andy. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing about matchups.
All right, so we're through a couple of periods here. 7-0. Rockford's, I believe it's Jesse Brown leading.
Yep, I would be surprised if it was the other kid. The other kid is 5-12.
Right.
Now they're both, so Ignashevsky, or Brown took both up. He slides Jace by, kind of in a Fezzler position. But Jace is able to kind of sneak out of that and score his own takedown. So now he trails 7-2 with a minute 30 left here in the third final period. Now Jace working his own arm bar, blowing up to his feet. Jace gets rid of the arm bar, drops in on the leg. Now he's still on the leg. No, nothing, no points here. Bowen's kind of sitting on his butt. Jace's okay. Bowen gives up, goes to his belly. Jace covers. Now Jace gets the arm bar in again. Now he's going to run this. Oh, and he's got a half Nelson in. This is going to be a pinch. Oh, Bowen kind of rolls through, but Ignashevsky's going to end up with near fall here for sure. He's only got 2. I can't believe it's not 3.
Wow.
And Bowen's going to try to roll through again. Now he's on his back. We're starting a new count. Now he's going to get the three near fall. It's going to be 7-5. If Ignashevsky might get a pin here. This is pretty tight in the middle of the mat. And, oh, he got a little too high. 7-5, but Ignashevsky does come out of that scramble on top again. So now he's on top again. They're going to try to run another bar. 18 seconds. He's got to find a near fall here. Drawing up to his feet. This is where he got in trouble last time, though. Oh, he throws a headlock. Ignashevsky tries a half. They're on the edge of the mat. A lot of action. 3-2. Broen's going to get away, and he's going to end up winning 8-5.
That was almost disaster for Broen after being up by a 7-0 count there. So now the match score 10-3. We're back in 30 seconds.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Did they say Roman Morgan?
127, Isaiah Gonzalez gets a forfeit, making the match score now Maple River USC 16-3 over Rockford. So we're up now, Sean, to 133.
Yep, and I think they said Roman Morgan. And this is Mattoon, I do believe, for the Longhorns. If I can see him. But we're in on the edge here. Got a single leg picked up. They're going to trip it. And he's going to score a takedown. 2-0 lead here for Braden Mattoon.
Braden Mattoon, he's a sophomore, 13-12 on the year. And we think he's wrestling Roman Morgan here, who's a freshman at 18-15.
Yep, this should be a good one by record-wise. Mattoon takes a 2-0 lead. He's on top. Quick switch hit on the bottom by Rockford. Mattoon fights that off well. Now he's kind of trying to work this bar. He's got a deep waist right in there in the middle of the mat. Morgan back to his base. And he gets an escape. Now we're up 2-1. 1 minute left. We're in the middle of the mat. Kind of feeling each other here. Head taps, toe taps, heel taps. Mattoon takes an outside single. Nice. Inside single, but kind of a sweep single, and attacks that to a double. Real nice job there, scoring another takedown. So we're going to be 4-1, 30 seconds left in the first. They're trying to work this bar that they just kind of roll through tilt that the Longhorns have kind of come to love up and down the lineup. And 15 seconds on the edge of the mat. Morgan to his feet. Mattoon with a nice mat return. Got a ball and chain in now. Going for a reverse bar tilt. Not going to have enough time to get near fall. We're going to go into the second period. 4-1.
All right. 4-1. It is Mattoon leading here at 133. Match score again 16-3. Maple River USC leading Rockford. Winner to face Mound Westonka coming up here a little bit later.
Morgan defers his option to the third period, and Mattoon chooses both up as they're in the middle of the mat. Mattoon leads this match 4-1. Team score 16-3. Morgan on an inside, kind of outside single. Oh, now he changes level. He's on an inside single, head to the middle. Mattoon sprawls. And they're kind of scrambling here. Now Morgan's got his head to the middle. He's going to come up, tips Mattoon to his hip, which is okay, I think. Now he's in on a single, still with the head to the middle. Mattoon's kind of on his butt. Now Mattoon's back to his sprawl position. And Morgan's got him, he's got him extended out here. They're either going to get a, nope, we're going to score 6-1. That was a good fight by both guys. Mattoon comes out on top. Nice sprawl, scramble, kind of cross phase, go behind for a for a takedown. Now we're getting warned. Morgan's warned for stalling. We got potentially dangerous. So we, Mattoon leads 6-1 here with 54 seconds left. Set. Morgan up to his feet. Mattoon lifts and returns to the mat. Mattoon trying to get a half in here. Morgan does a good job of hipping down into that half. And they're right on the edge of the mat here. I don't know what we're going to be able to accomplish. Eat up some clock, I guess. And Morgan up to his feet. Mattoon lifts and returns again. Nice job. Got a really deep waist ride in here, does Mattoon. Now he's going to get a cross wrist ride with the same arm. Now he's looking for a ball and chain. We got 10 seconds left here with 6-1 lead. And this is how this period's gonna end. 6-1. Mattoon's gonna take a 6-1 lead into the third. All right, at 133, Braden Mattoon with a 6-1 lead over Roman Morgan of Rockford. And we head to period three. Oh, Roman Morgan chooses up. Maybe he's got something he likes in a cradle or something. If Mattoon's got to get out of here quick if that's the way he wanted to go. Oh, he's got a bar and a deep waist. And he's running this bar now. He's got the other arm turned. Mattoon's doing a good job of hipping down. It looks like this is the reason this kid shows up. He's got a nice arm bar here. He's got Mattoon a little bit of problem. Mattoon's doing a good job fighting it off, but I don't like where he sits. Oh, they're going to call potentially dangerous. Much to the dismay of the Rockford coaching staff. So we got 30 seconds gone here in the third. Mattoon's up 6-1. The Rockford wrestler Morgan on top here trying to work a kind of a coffee grinder. He's got an arm chop. Looking for wrist control. Mattoon's doing a good job. Oh, kind of puts himself in a arm bar, but rolls through and ends up on top, does Mattoon. So he's going to take an 8-1 lead here. Now he's on top. Nice reversal there. I don't really like us exposing our own self to get a reversal, but we did. And we were successful. Now he's got the arm across the back. He's going to cause problems here. Nope, he gives that up. Morgan faces him. No points here, though. Now Morgan up to his feet. Mattoon in a kind of a front head. Yeah. Mattoon's on top. 30 seconds left. Right on the edge of the match again. Matt again. Mattoon looking for kind of an inside cradle here. He gives that up. Morgan is going for stalling. Mattoon picks up the 1 point. He's now got a major decision locked up. 10 seconds left. We're going to keep him down here and keep a major decision. Yep. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. He's going to win 9-1.
All right, 9-1, the final score in that match. Braden Mattoon with the win at 133 for Maple River USC. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
Back here in Mound. And we're just picking up who's up here. This is 152, right, Sean?
Yeah.
145, there was a forfeit.
Yeah, 145, they forfeited to Braxton.
And this is Waylon Simon now, I think. Bump him to 152?
Yep. So this is Waylon Simon, I think, against River Breath Howard. All right. I think that's what they said. Rush Hour. He's a freshman, 10 and 23. Waylon Simon, sophomore, at 1-7. So Rush Hour gets the takedown, take a 2-0 lead 30 seconds in, but Simon gets a reversal. We're now 2-2. And you've got controlling a wrist. In the middle of the mat. Simon, 2-on-1 wrist ride. Press hour. Kind of just content, not giving up points here. We're a minute in. Braxton's trying to run a half Nelson. Or not, this isn't Braxton. This is Waylon going to run a half Nelson here. First freshman. What is Simon? Is he a sophomore? Waylon Simon's a sophomore, yeah. Okay. First hour still on his base. Simon trying to run that half with no avail. Now throws a cross face, looking for a cradle, but he's going to give up his near leg. First hour's got this leg now. See if he can do anything with it. Got 20 seconds left. No points here. Simon trying to work a cradle, but First hour's got this leg, and so it's going to end up nothing here. We're going to go into the second period, 3 seconds. Oh, just about, but nothing going there. So 2-2 going into the second.
2-2 at 1:52. Waylon Simon again wrestling for Maple River USC and River Fresh Hour for the Rockford Rockets, and it will be Simon down.
Yeah, Waylon chooses down, Fresh Hour covers. Chops, looking for a wrist control. He's going to get it. Simon's throwing his base. Now he gets his wrist back. Simon's trying to switch. Leaves his arm behind. Fresh Hour. Simon's definitely the stronger kid here. Fresh Hour tries to chop. Simon looking for a switch again, but he kind of switched right into Fresh Hour here a little bit. Fresh Hour working an ankle. He's been on that thing for a little while. Still on it. Okay. Simon comes up, but he comes up with a knee to the head, and Fresh Hour trying to cradle that right there. And, oh, he's going to... Waylon's got his leg now. Yep. So Fresh Hour gives up the cradle. And Waylon's going to take that leg and turn it into a reversal. Maybe, nope, no. Fresh Hour catches his leg. Oh, they're going to get the point, though. So Simon with a reversal takes a 4-2 lead. 45 seconds left here in the second. We get a stalemate. Kind of an unorthodox position there both guys were in. All right. Now we got 40 seconds left. Fresh Hour to his stomach. Simon trying to work a, I don't know, he's got a, working for a half, trying to get a half in there. Now he turns the wrist. Fresh Hour's on his stomach. He's trying to ride in parallel, though. Not a lot of action. Now he warns Green again, and 1 point Simon. So he's going to take a 5-2 lead off that stalling call. Not looking for kind of a cheap cradle. Fresh Hour came in a Grammy type position. Now he's back to his stomach and
well, we've made it through a couple periods here. 5-2 at 1:52. Waylon Simon with the lead.
Now he takes a shot from distance. Fresh Hour does a good job of stuffing his head down, trying to spin. He's kind of got him stalled out, stuffing Waylon's head down. Now Waylon's a little deeper. Still in a sprawl position here. Man, we get a stalemate. Oh, I lost everything. We lost everything. You can't hear? I can't hear anything. Did I just come unplugged? No, keep going. Okay, you can hear me. Oh, we got a reversal here. Reversal by Fresh Hour. Okay. And just about near fall. So now we got Simon leads 5-4 and that strength of that stalling call. Fresh Hour trying to cut him loose, but Waylon smart reaches around, grabs that leg, gonna eat some clock here. Fresh Hour cross facing. He hasn't given up any points, but he needs to score. Got 50 seconds left here. We're in the middle of the mat. Braxton's head there. White Whalen's head's on the mat. And we're going to get a stalemate. Okay, now we're going to just give them the optional start. Give them the automatic quad and start on their feet here. So now it's 4-6. 6-4. Whalen's ahead. 46 seconds left to go. Whalen did a good job there.
You can hear okay now, can't you, Sean?
Yeah, okay. Yep. Whalen did a good job there when Fresh Hour tried to cut him loose. He turned into him, grabbed an ankle, and ate away about 20 more seconds. So he's got a 7-4 lead here. I thought it was 6-4, though.
Yeah.
Should be 6-4. Fresh Hour gets a takedown. And then he's going to cut him loose. So now it's 6-8. Oh, Whalen takes the shot from distance. Ill-advised. And Fresh Hour snaps him down. Now he lets him go again. Now it's 9-8. Fresh Hour's in on an outside single. He gave him an escape, to take the lead. But now Fresh Hour's going to score here, maybe. Whalen tries to roll him through. He got nothing going on. They're fighting all over. No points yet. 6 seconds left. Can Fresh Hour get behind him? Whalen came out with his leg. And it's going to end with a 9-8 decision. I thought, where did he get that extra point? I thought it was 6-5.
Well, it ends up 9-8.
9-8.
Yeah. Whalen Simon wins it at 152, and we're back in 30 seconds.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
Two against Wyatt. Wyatt's in on the
We're back here at Mound. We move on to 160 here, and this will be Wyatt Walters, the junior, 25-14 for the Longhorns, and Sage Tolsma, freshman at 9-12 for Rockford.
They must have weighed.
Yeah, why is it 139 or up to 160 here?
Yeah, well, I think they must have weighed in a little different, but Wyatt usually wrestles 45 or 52, so he's wrestling.
52.
Yeah, I think he's normally a 45 pounder.
Is he?
Yes.
And he's up to 160 here.
So. Yeah, so we're at 160. I think they weighed him in at 152 just for the Mound West Tonka meet.
Is this 152 here? Okay. I thought we were up to 160 already.
No, I think that's 152.
Okay.
And that's what he weighed in at.
Yeah.
Okay, so Wyatt does lead 2-0. Now he's working an arm bar. His opponent is a ninth grader with a 9-12 record. We expect our senior or junior to take advantage of this. He's going to run this bar. He's going to get a pin here. It looks, oh, nope, he gave it up. Now he's got,
Goldsman got
reloaded. Reloaded up. Now we're going to get it here. That's tight. Right in the middle. That's going to be a fall.
And there it is. 152. Wyatt Walters with the fall. And so we move on to 160 after this 30-second timeout.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. And we'd like to take this time to wish all of our Longhorn wrestlers good luck on the mat. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Okay. Bradley Gonkey.
All right, we're back here inbound. We had a forfeit, Sean, at 160, right?
They forfeited to Bowman. Garrett Bowman wins by forfeit after Walters wins by fall. And now it's Bradley Gonkey, a sophomore. He's 16-8 against Mullerman. Mullerman in on a shot, elevates Gonkey, but Gonkey's able to sprawl on the way down and kind of turn the tables and get the takedown. Gonkey, kind of a lanky guy, just kind of like cold here. He's got some length to both of these. Gonkey trying to throw in a leg. It's a little high. Bowman sends that off well. Bowman's on his stomach. Gonkey right parallel. Bowman trails 2-0, 30 seconds in. Bowman a sophomore too, right?
So Colt Bowman is a sophomore. He's 9-15 on the year.
Yep. Oh, Gonkey's got a half. Bowman rolls through.
Bradley Gronke's also a sophomore, and he's 16-8. Actually, a decent record for Rockford.
Yep. He's still working on some kind of trying to ride legs, cradles, halves. Here he's got a leg in, going to run a power half. Bowman rolls through. Now he's going to cross face. Leg riders are always make it difficult for you. He's trying to bring Bowman back into the leg he's got in. Now he's going to get over there and run a half. This is going to get near fall. I don't know if he's going to get a fall out of this or not. 30 seconds left. We're kind of in the middle of the mat. He's adjusting pretty good. Bowman, oh, I guess I'm going to say Bowman's got biggest feet in, but
too late. Bowman is pinned. And that makes it a 29-9 match, I believe. We're going to be back with more in 30 seconds.
Get the latest soybean technology in Asgrove's XtendFlex soybeans from Wagner Seed. XtendFlex yield technology gives you more consistent, flexible weed control, especially in tough-to-manage and resistant weeds, while also giving you higher yield opportunity with more beans per pod and more bushels per acre. Find out about Asgrove XtendFlex soybeans at Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Okay. All right, we're up to 189 here, Sean.
Yep, and we got Myron Getchell and William Gronkey. So I was going to see here, this is not the Rockford weigh-in sheet. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it is. William Gronkey weighed a full 189 pounds, and Getchell does not. 8, 10 seconds left. Tries to cut under. In the left position. And 3-2-1 score looks there. Gronkey's going to take a 2-0 lead over Getchell into the second. So this should be a good match. If these two will not wrestle in the section individual tournament, I want to thank if Gronkey's a full 189 pounds and Getchell's a 60/72 pounder.
Yeah, we're having trouble with our connection here again, so I'm not sure if we're aboard here or not. I'm going to have to check some stuff. So if we're on, we apologize, but we'll be back in a moment here.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes.
Connection issues here, but I think we're ready to roll here at 189 again.
Yep, 189. Gronke, Getzel closed. Gronke took a 2-0 lead, if you didn't hear us, into the second period over Getzel. Getzel closed down and just got a reversal just as we came back on. We got a minute 10 left here. We're in the middle of Matt. Getzel with a reversal. He's kind of in a limited crossbody ride, 25-cent position, looking for a half. He's got Gronke in trouble. Gronke's warm for Stallings. Getzel trying to get a half in there. He's going to get this. This is a good position. It's really good position. Gronke tries to roll through. Getzel catches him. He's going to get near fall here. This is going to be a pin. I think Getzel's tighten this up. Yep, and there it is. Good job by Getzel over quality kid.
189, Byron Getzel with the fall over William Gronke. And that makes it 47-9. Maple River USC back in 30 seconds.
Picture this, your HVAC system delivering a knockout performance, your plumbing holding its ground against any opponent, and your electrical systems powering up for victory. That's the kind of reliable service you can expect from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. And for our most loyal fans, we introduce the R Membership Program. Enjoy priority service and special perks, including 10% off all parts and services. R Membership will have you feeling like the champion of home comfort. Sign up for R Membership today at RonsPHE.com.
Back here in the mound, we go to 215. Max Fuller, the freshman, 5-19 for Maple River USC against Marcus Dietman, a junior at 4-17 for the Rockets.
That means the heavyweight match should be a good one here, as Fuller and Dietman just kind of collar tying in the middle of the mat here. We're 30 seconds in, no score. Dancing now, collar tie ear to ear. Oh, Dietman goes for a headlock, misses. Fuller slides that by. He's able to score the touchdown, takedown here. Oh, chin drop by Fuller. Now he's looking for a headlock. Oh, he went the wrong way though. That's okay. He's going to get three near fall, take a 5-0 lead. He's got a little bit of spike in him now. A little fire up from Fuller after scoring that. Uh-oh. Dietman tried to roll. Fuller does a good job of fighting that off. He's got a double wrist ride here. Two-on-one wrist turned under. Now Fuller's looking for a half. He's got Dietman on his stomach here. Pretty good. Now Fuller's going to get out and run this kind of half. Kind of a half, kind of a bar. I don't know. Nope, he ain't going to score with that. And we're back to our base. Dietman is. Fuller's looking for an ankle drive. He does. Breaks him down. And that's the end of the first period. But Fuller, nice period there. 5-0 lead. I think Fuller will be all right here if he avoids this roll from Dietman. Oh, Dietman's coming both up. See Coach Robbins saying, watch out for the headlock. Dietman tried it once. And so Fuller takes a 5-0 lead, kind of a half shot there. Dietman in on a double, got his head to the middle, though. Fuller trying to stall, and he does. Dietman now gives up to a single. Fuller's going to be able to kind of... He was just about spun around. Now Dietman's back in on a deeper single. Oh, Fuller got just a little bit ahead of himself there. Gives up a takedown. Now he's going to Granby himself. Looking for a Granby. More kind of Granby position. He's going to kind of give up the Granby and come out from behind with a reversal of his own. 7-2 he leads now with a minute left in the second period. He's trying to run a power half to no avail. Okay, 2-on-1 ride. Beaming up to his base or does a switch and gets up. Fuller gave that up, so he only gives away one, not two. 40 seconds left. Fuller leads 7-3. Fuller looking, Dietman looking for an underhook there. Now they're collar to collar. Fuller trying a little drag by there, a little able drag, kind of Russian tie deal. Fuller stalking his prey. Dietman shoots a double again, but he gets his head caught to the middle again. Fuller's trying to sprawl, and he does. 10 seconds left. Can he get behind him? Let's put a head in the hole. Dietman grabs the leg again. Oh, is he going to go? Oh, saved by the bell. Yep. 7-3 lead for Fuller going into the third. And it is Max Fuller's choice, and he's going to go both up.
47-9, the team score here. Maple River USC, we're in the third period at 2:15, and Max Fuller's up 7-3.
He shoots on the outside single there. Beatman sprawls and puts his head down. Fuller's extended on the mat now. Beatman trying to, he's still got the leg hook. Newman trying to help. There he got, gets it away. He's going to score his 2 takedown here. It's going to be Fuller leading 7-5 now. And as we can see here, Fuller kind of just sit down there. He's okay. He's got the lead. He doesn't need to score anymore. Just can't give up anymore. Now he's up, go to his base, and turns into Newman, looking for a reversal. Kind of goes, nope. Newman sprawls and beats that attack. Excuse me, 7-5, Fuller lead. Looking for a power half. Fuller fights that off. Good job, hip him down. I'm guessing he's going to get one for stalling. Now Dietman's going to give him a shake. So it's 8-5 now, Fuller lead. 45 seconds left. Dietman takes the shot. Got some excitement in the gym. Oh, Fuller kind of gets him going one way and then stops and spins the other way for the takedown. Beautiful job by Fuller there. That was a nice shakedown. Takes a 10-5 lead. 10-5 lead. 30 seconds left. Dietman is trying to set up this roll a little bit. There it goes. He got it. Fuller's got to fight this off, and he does. How, I don't know, but he just ends up on top. That was a good roll attempt by Dietman, and he's going to try it again. Fuller slips in a half this time, though. He's going to end up getting a fall here. With four
there
seconds.
It is.
5 seconds left for a fall for Max Fuller.
So Max Fuller winning at 2:15 by fall. That brings us to what we think will be a pretty good heavyweight match coming up in 30 seconds.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Back here in Mound, we go to heavyweight Diesel Butler. 19-19, a junior for the Longhorns against Nathan Woodward, 21-8, a senior for Rockford.
Yep, and Woodward comes out with a double underhook. Now he's double overhooked. He looks like he wants to throw, and he does. He throws Diesel to his back. Nice throw there. Diesel looks all right in decent position there, but this is going to, Diesel's in the middle of the mat, and this is tight.
There it is. Oh, wow. Diesel fell into a bad one there, didn't he, sir?
Yes, he did. just a little different type of wrestler there. And so a fall for Nathan Woodward over Diesel Butler at heavyweight. That's the match. Final score, though, Maple River USC wins 53-15 over Rockford. And that sets up the next match against Mound West Tonka coming your way here in a bit. We'll take a break. We're back with more from Mound coming up. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
John, Mark, and the staff at Herman Manufacturing of Wells would like to wish area athletes good luck in their matches today. Herman Manufacturing has supplied the industry with custom-engineered machine assemblies, precision machine, and welding components for over 40 years. For all your ag and industrial repairs and steel sales, call Herman Manufacturing at 507-553-5256 or visit them at hermanmfg.com.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. Maple River and United South Central Youth Wrestling thank the community and all who support Longhorn Wrestling during the season. They always welcome new members and encourage you to contact them if you'd like to get involved. You can also find more information on their Facebook pages, and if you'd like to follow the varsity team, information can be found on the Facebook page titled Maple River USC Longhorn Wrestling. Good luck to all of our wrestlers this season from Longhorn Youth Wrestling.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC. Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to four locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
We're back here in Mound.
Right on.
And the final of the first match here, Maple River USC with a 53-15 win over Rockford. That kind of went, I think, the way we half expected it to. Sean?
Yes, it did. Had a couple good matches in there. Byron Getchel got pushed early, but then was able to get the fall. Thought we'd get a little bit better, closer match at heavyweight, but we kind of got caught there. Southern Minnesota, you don't run into a lot of guys who like to throw and do upper body stuff, so that's a good learning experience for Diesel, too. So, but Noah got him going early with a nice 15-2 decision, major decision.
That was Noah Gonzalez at 107, right?
Should have probably had a technical fall. I kind of got in a tilt position there kind of towards the end of the third period and ended up not scoring. At 114, Bebo Getchel wins by fall. Nice takedown, boom, to his back. At 121, Jess Bowen defeated Jace Ignashevsky 8-5. At 127, they forfeited to Isaiah. That gave us a 16-3 lead. At 133, Roman Morgan versus
Braden Mattoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mattoon. Yep.
Mattoon, yeah.
Mattoon wins with a major decision, 9-1, 20-3. At 139. They forfeited to Braxton at 145. And probably the most entertaining match of the night, Waylon Simon wins 9-8, gives us a 29-3 lead. That was back and forth. Walters wins by fall, makes it 35-3. Then at 160, they forfeited to Bowman.
Yeah, Garrett Bowman got the forfeit.
Yep, so that's 41-3. And then Bowlerman lost by fall to Bradley Dronke. That made it 41-9. Then Getchell gets the fall, makes it 47-9. Then Fuller, in a great match back and forth, ends up getting his guy in his back with 5 seconds left, get the pin and 53-9. And then Diesel Butler was thrown to his back by Nathan Woodward and pinned to make it 53-15.
So 53-15, the final score. Maple River USC getting the win over Rockford in the first match here. That was the number 5 seed against the number 12 seed. And now we move on. Match number 2 coming up here between the Longhorns and the Mound West Tonka Whitehawks. This should be a very interesting match. I don't think there's anybody in the gym that really is for sure which way this one's going to go. That's how evenly matched these teams are.
Yes, this is going to be a coin toss. They probably wrestle 100 times. Each team probably wins no more than 60, that's for sure. The flip before the meet starts will be important, I do believe. I'm getting mixed reports. I got one USC Maple River coach says it's a big deal. The other one says that not that big a deal. So I don't know if they're not tipping their hand to me or what's going on, but maybe one's a little more confident than the other one too. I don't know, but
well, we'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit more and the flip, because we hear about that in wrestling so much about the flip and how it can influence how the match is going to come out. We're going to take another quick break here, and we'll be back with more from Mound coming up after this 2-minute timeout.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
98% of farms are family-owned, and most have been part of those families for generations. While times and technology have changed, today's corn and soybean farmers stay committed to protecting our water and soil resources. The Faribault County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs want you to know they're dedicated to growing a safe, healthy product while preserving the land for future generations.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you, so join your friends at the Wells VFW.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here in Mound, and the first match again over Maple River USC with a 53-15 win over Rockford, setting up the match we've been waiting for here tonight between the Longhorns and Mound West Tonka. And this coin toss thing that we talk so much about here, Sean, I know you talked to me, or we talked about this before we even got here tonight and how important that might be. Then Terry Oxendorf came over and he didn't think it was really going to be
I know.
Big of a deal.
But Coach Wagner said it was.
Yeah, so explain how, I think I understand. I tend to agree with you, Sean. I mean, with the coin, if you win the coin toss, you can match up people
well,
more
every
with
other
way you
way
want to.
Every other way. So yeah. let's say in this dual meet, Mound West Tonka has a 3-time defending state champ. by the name of Jack Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that him and Braxton weigh the same amount. And let's say it's the sixth match of the night. They both weighed in for the sixth match of the night. And we win the toss. We can say odd. So we want to put our guy out first at odd. That means they have to put their guy out first at even. So when they get, if that's the sixth match of the night, if they put Jack out there, we can say, okay, we'll wrestle our JV guy against Jack, and we're going to move Braxton up, and we can try to get out of two weights, maybe down 6-3 or maybe up 6-3 which is a 3-point swing instead of maybe losing both,
mm-hmm.
which gives the one team a 6-0 edge. So you're trying to give points to maybe save points in situations. I don't know. But the thing is Mount has, like Ted likes to call them hammers. Mount has three or four of them. And they got the Nelson kid, he's a three-time state champ, has three losses on the year. This Cooper Rowe, Terry just told me, he's 40-3 in the year. He's been a world champion.
I guess, yeah. He's the real deal, he said,
and
right?
And the coach's kid, Mike Singer, is 39-4. And then their heavyweight, or their 215-pounder, one of their 215-pounders, 33-12. I mean, they got some kids, but then I think Maple River USC has to win at 107 pounds. Maybe. I think they might have to. I mean, this is going to be a seesaw. There's going to be some good matches, but there's going to also be some pins here. The key to team wrestling is getting bonus points and not giving up bonus points.
So this 107 match might be key right off the start here. And you're expecting that Noah Gonzalez at 31-9 is going to wrestle this Deacon Ramthune, who is 29-7 right away.
They wrestled each other during the year, I think. Yes, they did. Terry said they wrestled in the first dual meet, and Noah came up a point short, 3-4. So if they, and they lost by 8, I mean, we swing that one our way. Now we only got to find two more points.
Yeah. So during the season, Mound Westonka beat Maple River USC 35-27, but there were some close matches, and you swing those, you can make up 8 points in pretty short order if something happens unexpected, somebody falls into a bad mood and move and gets pinned instead of a decision.
And Mound Westonka 12-10 on the year, Maple River 12-9.
Right.
So, I mean, this is going to be a closely contested dual meet as we've seen.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. More from Mound coming up as we get ready for the Longhorns and the Whitehawks coming up here on 98 Country. Back with more after this 3-minute timeout.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. And we'd like to take this time to wish all of our Longhorn wrestlers good luck on the mat. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Get the latest soybean technology in Asgrove's Extend Flex soybeans from Wagner Seed. Extend Flex yield technology gives you more consistent, flexible weed control, especially in tough-to-manage and resistant weeds, while also giving you higher yield opportunity with more beans per pod and more bushels per acre. Find out about Asgrove Extend Flex soybeans at Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes.
Back here in Mound, getting ready for match number two for the Longhorns here tonight, taking on Mound West Tonka. And as we mentioned, they wrestled to a 35-27 decision. The Whitehawks won during the regular season. We'll see how this one goes here tonight. The other matches here in this section, 2AA, I'm not sure if they're wrestling in Jordan or Belle Plaine, but Scott West hosting tonight. TCU, Tri-City United, and Glencoe Silver Lake, 8-9 there, wrestled the first match there. The winner goes against Scott West, who is the overall number one seed in the section, Sean. And no surprise there, I guess. The two seed. Can St. Peter beat them?
Well, I don't think St. Peter can be, to be honest with you, I don't think St. Peter can be Watertown. Watertown's got three or four kids just like Mound does, but St. Peter did beat them by a point during the regular season. I know Waterville was missing a couple guys, so tough to argue, though, when you lose head-to-head, you're the two seed. So Watertown will cause Scott West problems, though.
Yeah,
I would be surprised if it's not Watertown-Scott West within in a five-point duel. I'm not trying to sell our Longhorns short, but it would be a major upset if we were able to get there Saturday and then win.
Over Scott West. Yeah, correct. That's going to be a tough match. They did wrestle each other in Wells earlier. We were there the night that Blue Earth Area and the Longhorns wrestled. We were there for that match, but they did wrestle Scott West before that. That was a close match, actually, but Scott West was kind of resting a few guys.
Yeah, they had a couple guys sitting out. And just earlier when I was talking about Jack Nelson versus Braxton, that match probably will not happen because Braxton weighed in at 139. The Nelson kid weighed in at 42. I was just giving that as an example. You can kind of it matters which way you got to put your guy out there first, and then they have to counteract to what you do, and then at the next weight they get to go first, and then you got to counter to what they do. So,
All right. Well, Scott West either wrestling TCU or Glencoe Silver Lake. Here, of course, it's Maple River USC against Mound West Tonka at. Watertown tonight, Watertown Mayor Lutheran, Watertown and Mayor Lutheran together there. Number 6, Mankato East against 11, Orono. I would think East would probably be the favorite there. And then in St. Peter tonight, the number 2 seed hosting, and the preliminary match there, Delano, the number 7 seed against Mankato West, the 10 seed. And so the winners, of course, advance on Saturday at 3:00 is when the semifinals will be at Glencoe Silver Lake. And if it goes by seeds, but we don't know, this 4-5 matchup is so tight here. We're just, nobody knows how this match is going to come out for sure. But Scott West, we feel like, will probably be there. Watertown Mayor, I think, probably there. And St. Peter, those three teams are pretty solid there.
And the winner of this one, that's who I would bet a lot of money on being there on Saturday.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We're getting close to starting this one between Maple River USC and Mound West Tonka. We're back after this 3-minute timeout.
Picture this, your HVAC system delivering a knockout performance, your plumbing holding its ground against any opponent, and your electrical systems powering up for victory. That's the kind of reliable service you can expect from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. And for our most loyal fans, we introduce the R Membership Program. Enjoy priority service and special perks, including 10% off all parts and services. R Membership will have you feeling like the champion of home comfort. Sign up for R Membership today at ronsphe.com.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton. John, Mark, and the staff at Herman Manufacturing of Wells would like to wish area athletes good luck in their matches today. Herman Manufacturing has supplied the industry with custom-engineered machine assemblies, precision machine, and welding components for over 40 years. For all your ag and industrial repairs and steel sales, call Herman Manufacturing at 507-553-5256 or visit them at hermanmfg.com.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. Maple River and United South Central Youth Wrestling thank the community and all who support Longhorn Wrestling during the season. They always welcome new members and encourage you to contact them if you'd like to get involved. You can also find more information on their Facebook pages, and if you'd like to follow the varsity team, information can be found on the Facebook page titled Maple River USC Longhorn Wrestling. Good luck to all of our wrestlers this season from Longhorn Youth Wrestling.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, back here in Mound, and we're getting close to the start of this match here now between Maple River USC and Mound Westonka. Do we know who won the toss yet?
Mound won the toss.
They did.
They did. So but now Coach Wagner just came over and said it's not as important as he thought either. So
okay.
I don't know. So we're the green team on the scoreboard. They're the red team, and we're going to get going here.
This is a big match to start at 107. Noah Gonzalez, 31-9, the freshman for the Longhorns. Against, we believe it's Deacon Ramthun, right? The freshman, 29-7.
Yep, and we got a wrestling light here. If any of those, you guys have ever seen one, kind of fun to watch under the old single spotlight. These two kind of feeling it out here. Noah kind of got in on a little bit of a single there. Fought off good by, they turned the lights off on here, Ramthun. No, Ramthun in on a single. This should be a good one. Noah has four more wins and two more losses, but both quality records for two freshmen. Still kind of feeling each other out in the middle of the mat here. No one's really committed to 100% to a shot. Kind of half shot. Noah kind of snaps down. Oh, he's going to get it here. He's got inside cradle locked up. He's got the two. Can he get him to his back? If this would be huge. This would be big. He's kind of got that leg walked over. He's going to get near fall here. He's getting near fall. Oh. Ramthun somehow fights out of that. Would have been a stag. So Gonzalez, he impresses me every time he's on the mat. He takes a 4-0 lead. I like this little turd. He is tough. Ramthun up to his feet. Now Noah Batley turns him. Trying to trap the arm. He's on his face. Noah running. 2-on-1, looking for this cheek tilt, and he's got, oh, he just about has it, kind of got a bar in there, too. Nothing going now, 12 seconds left, 10 seconds left. And Rampton has bellied out, and Noah rides him out. He'll take a 4-0 lead into the second. 4-0 at 107. Noah Gonzalez with the lead for Maple River USC.
Oh,
Rampton is going down. That was a good period by Noah. They say, though, the 107-pound AA bracket is going to be tough. A bunch of good kids, so it's going to be tough for Noah to get out of here. They figure he might be the 5 or 6 seed.
Wow. Which
would mean there's some quality kids here, because I like this kid. Rampton started down. Noah's working wrist control. Got Rampton on a hip. Now Rampton's up to his feet. Noah lifts and returns beautifully. Well done, Noah. Okay. Nothing going here. Noah's got him broken down. You're on the edge of the mat here, kind of. Noah's working some, kind of got a far wrist. He's going to call potential, or far ankle, I'm sorry. Potentially dangerous. Got a minute 15 here left. Rampton's down. Gonzalez covers. Rampton tries to get up. Noah breaks him down to his stomach. Now he's working wrist control, deep waist. Rampton back up to his base. Rampton up to his feet, kind of. Noah's doing a good job of kind of trapping those ankles with his knee. Not a lot going on here. Just kind of working the hand control. So Noah went kind of for a kind of like a chin drop-ish deal, and just about gave up points. Rampton did a good job feeling that, and then Gonzalez did a good job of countering that. Noah's got 26 seconds here. If he can ride him out, it would be huge too. Most kids go down to get that free point, and if you go down and you don't get the free point of getting away. Okay, now he heads to the mat. Still nothing. And they go out of bounds. 11 seconds left. Okay, Noah's going to break him down here. He should be all right. Got him on his stomach. 6 seconds left. We're going to get out of this period. Good ride out by Noah.
Yep. Maintains the 4-0 lead through 2 periods. At 107 here, Noah Gonzalez leading Deacon Rampton. And we go to period 3 here, Sean.
Yep. Noah chose neutral. Probably didn't want to go down, get caught on his back. Something silly. But Noah came out ready to wrestle this match, and he got that first takedown and put Rampton on his back. Now he's in on a single. Rampton sprawls. Noah's kind of got his head caught in the middle here on a double leg shot. Rampton sprawling. Trying to spin him. Noah's got a single now. Now he switches to a double. He's got his head to the outside. Oh, and then we get a stalemate.
Mm. Yep, Blue Earth area. We're watching that other Section 2A match. Blue Earth area is down 24-5 after 133 pounds in that one.
So we got a minute 15 here left at 107 pounds. Noah Gonzalez has a 4-0 lead in what could be a pivotal match in the dual meet. He's doing a good job of just kind of protecting his lead. Not putting himself anywhere silly, out of position, doing a good job of just looking active, fighting off half-hearted shots by Rampton. Noah doesn't need to do a lot here, just needs to stay out of trouble. Oh, don't attack the head. Oh, okay. what happened there, Ramstrom kind of shot, Noah sprawled, and then kind of reattacked, but then he kind of went up high. Now he gets more for Stalling, and he's in on a single now. Just got to hold that leg right there. Ramstrom's trying to trap this ankle, and he does. He's going to get a takedown. It's going to be 2-4, but I think it's too little too late. 20 seconds left. If Noah can fight this off, Noah coming out ready to wrestle is the deciding factor in this match. Okay, Noah escaped. 6 seconds left. Going to win 5-2. Yep, it's going to be a 5-2 final.
All right, there it is. 5-2. Gonzalez wins a pivotal opening match at 107. Longhorns up 3-0 back in 30 seconds.
Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to 4 locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
Up to 114 pounds now, the Longhorns, Bevo Getchell at 10-18, an eighth grader against Brady Kirkpatrick, another eighth grader, 24-15 for Mound West Tonka.
Yep, Bevo in kind of an outside single, but Kirkpatrick has him kind of cross-faced and extended and is able to get behind him for the first takedown, 40 seconds in. Kirkpatrick takes the 2-0 lead. Bevo looking kind of like a Granby, wants a Granby. Kirkpatrick hooks that ankle, though. He's got nothing going there. Bevo needs to clear that ankle with the hip in and sits. Kirkpatrick kind of working a bar. Ooh, potentially dangerous. Got a little bit up in the chicken wing. Both these guys are eighth graders, huh?
They are, yep.
Yep. Two freshmen at 106 and or 107, and that match was decided because Noah Gonzalez was ready to wrestle. The other kid was not. Two evenly matched kids. And Noah came out, scored early, put him on his back, and that was the deciding factor. As Kirkpatrick's working wrist control here, Bevo's kind of on his base. Now he's down to his stomach. Kirkpatrick's riding parallel. There's not a lot going on here. This factor's trying to work a half. No, Bevo's trying to get up to his base and does. No, Kirkpatrick's trying to ride a half. Nothing going, though. Not a lot of action. Sorry, can't be telling you more. Bevo kind of sits in and looking for a Granby. Kirkpatrick's got his hip down, though. He's going to cause Bevo problems as he catches kind of his leg in a half Nelson position. And he's saved by the buzzer there as Kirkpatrick gets two near fall. Takes a 4-2 lead.
All right, 4-2. They give him the pointer. Is the scoreboard just slow over there?
Well, no, it's 4-0.
4-0, okay.
Yep. For the red, White Hawks wearing the red band, Longhorns in the green band. Bevo starts down this period. Kirkpatrick's still working for wrist control. Bevo does a good job of fighting for this wrist while he's on his base, but I'd like to see him come up all the way up to his feet. Oh, he's looking for this Granby again. That's the same thing he just did, and Kirkpatrick caught it with his, stopped it with his, there, okay, now he gives up the leg and just tries to get just a reversal without a near fall, and Kirkpatrick follows him around. Now he's kind of got Bevo in a butcher position. Uh-oh. We're in the middle of the mat. We're kind of in a butcher position. Bevo fights back into this. We're in. Keep fighting, Bevo. Got a minute. We're in the middle. We need something good here to happen. Kirkpatrick's doing a good job of getting his chest on chest. He lifts Bebo's head. Bebo's got to dig your heels and get to the edge of the mat and something to Bebo. Bebo's got a good job of getting his arm under there. And there's the ball. That's a fall. That's not what the Longhorns were hoping there. Bebo Getchell loses by a fall to Brady Kirkpatrick at 1:14. That's going to give the Whitehawks a 6-3 lead now in the match. How pivotal was that, a fall versus a decision?
Well, team points, saving points, and bonus points are big.
Yeah.
So that might have made up for the switcheroo at 1:07.
All right, we go to 1:21 here.
Levi Hayes is 12-18 freshman versus Jace Ignashevsky. He's a 15-4 eighth grader.
15-14.
On paper, should be another good one. Yeah, but in the dual meet, if that was in the first time they wrestled, if that was a dual meet, that makes up for half the points Noah slips around himself, you know.
Yeah.
So bonus points are big. Any fall you can get in a dual meet that's going to be this close is big. Ignashevsky's in on outside single. Hayes is working across base. Heels his hands. Kind of circling each other. This is going to get exciting. These coaches and teams are into this. Oh, that's a re-attack by Hayes on a single. He's got kind of got a cross face and a single. Ref has not awarded him two yet, but he's in control. Ignashevsky trying to fight. Oh,
there it is.
Now there's the two for Hayes, and Ignashevsky finally gives it up. Kind of put him, held on it a little longer than he could have. Got in jeopardy a little bit going to his back there, but does a good job of getting to his base. Now he's on his stomach working up. He's fighting for hand control. Ignashevsky from his base. Hayes from top. Hayes goes for a far arm. But it's under the other arm, so it's not really a cross face. Now he's on the wrist. Working for wrist control and ankle control. He's got it. Ignashevsky back broken down to his belly. Got 10 seconds left here, or 12 seconds left here in the first. Ignashevsky trail 2-0. Ooh, there's a, just to remember, I'm up here, cross base by Hayes. That's the way the first period will end. 2-0. The score, Levi Hayes leading Jace Ignashevsky here at 1:21. Hayes chooses down. He gets set. Ignashevsky covers. And away we go on the second. Hayes kind of up to a tripod position. Ignashevsky working on a bar here. He's got a bar hooked up. A single bar. Looking for that far wrist. Can't quite get it. Hayes clears his arm. Now Hayes comes up. He's kind of in a tripod. Fighting for wrist control. Hayes up to his feet now. Ignashevsky does a good job of returning him. Now Hayes back up to his feet again. Gets all the way up. Ignashevsky gives up on that and drops down to a low single attack. Nothing really going here. He's in on a low single. Kind of a scramble-ish position, but not a lot of action. I'm guessing we're going to get a stalemate or Hayes is going to score. Hayes is kind of behind it, but Ignashevsky has got his ankle, and here comes the... Oh, they're going to call Ignashevsky for stalling, which is probably the right call. He was on that ankle for a long time. So Hayes is going to go back down. 53 seconds left. Ignashevsky on top, trailing 2-0 here in the second. Ignashevsky locks up an inside cradle, and he's got the ankle, too. Here we go. We're going to get near fall for Ignashevsky. He's going to get a two count. He gives up that. Ankle. He's got it really hooked. Now he's got it hooked again. The same position, but Hayes has kind of got his arm through here. Now he's going to maybe score back. 15 seconds left. If Ignashevsky's got to keep that arm there.
Wow, back and forth here. Both just about to score. Ref finally gives the two near fall, but no reversal. So,
or escape. Oh, he gave him a one.
Oh.
For an escape.
Right? Yes. Okay. So 3-2. Hayes leading Ignashevsky here at 121.
Very tight match here.
Yes. And Ignashevsky goes down. Hayes cover. I can't believe he gave him an escape there. He must have broke that hand just in time. Hayes goes for a far leg breakdown. Doug gets it. Now he's got a leg hook. Ignashevsky reaching back here a little bit. Now a cross face from Hayes. Ignashevsky back to his base. Ignashevsky to his feet. Hayes attacks that with a double leg. Ignashevsky going to try to cut behind. Oh, he goes for a rinky-dink or a reverse headlock. And Hayes fights that off, and he's got him covered now. And he's got him split with the Olympic crossbody. Ignashevsky's got a tall forward. Hayes is comfortable here. He's just eating up clock with the 3-2 lead. Ignashevsky trying to reach back, kind of like a switch part type deal. Hayes throws another, remember I'm up here, cross face. We got a minute left. Coach is getting into this one. Hayes has his wrong leg in. Ignashevsky's reaching for that other leg that he doesn't have in. So he's kind of in an outside single position. And Hayes gets a cross face and breaks Ignashevsky back down to his stomach. So now we're back kind of where we started the period, the 30 seconds left. Jason's got to get away here. Oh, he tries to hip over. Hayes hips back into him. And he hooks his leg. Now we're in trouble. Got to call forward, Jace. 20 seconds left. Okay, he's got off his hip, and he got, oh, now he's got the wrong leg in. Oh, we're going to get an escape here. He might get a double. Oh, he's got, oh, no, he's rolled back to his box. I don't know what the ref's going to say here.
Yeah.
The period ends.
He's gonna what are we going to do with points here?
I thought that was an escape and then a takedown or something, but they didn't get anything. So Hayes wins 3-2 to make the score 9.
Oh, wait a minute here.
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it ended up being?
Yeah, 3-2.
Yeah.
But either.
Wow. That was a heck of a match, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So decision makes it a 9-3 match now.
Okay, so now we got Carson Crandall, who's a sophomore, 3-10 versus Isaiah. This is one where we need bonus points again.
Isaiah Gonzalez, the junior, at 29-11 for the Longhorns. And Carson Crandall, is it?
Yep.
Who's a sophomore, 3-11.
Yep, and Isaiah opens up with a takedown and gets Crandall on his back here with this tilt. But this is where we need bonus points here. We need to get him back. He's got the arm bar. He's got it in there.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a quick one here, the way it's starting out.
It should be. Isaiah's got him in trouble here with an armbar in the middle of the mat. Ref's down near falls. Crandall does a good job of trying to roll through, but Isaiah catches him. Now he's going to go for the Saturday night ride. He's got this tight in the middle. This thing's over. Come on. Jeez. Little fight, one more try there from Crandall, but there it is.
Fall. 127, Isaiah Gonzalez with the fall. That's going to knot the match up. 9-9, Longhorns and Whitehawks back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds at Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
Back here in mound, we go to 133 now. Braden Mithun, sophomore, 13-12 for the Longhorns, and against one of their really good ones, the coaches kept Cole Munster Tiger.
who is 39-4. He's a junior.
Yep. And he's in the 25-cent Olympic crossbody. He got the opening takedown. He's got McCune on his back. Not really a pinning combination, but he's going to get three near fall here. Let's see if he can adjust. McCune's got to keep crawling forward here. There, get to your stomach and crawl forward. Monster Tiger adjusts. Now he gave up the leg. He's coming out front. He's kind of got a half Nelson Butcher type deal going here. He's going to tighten this up. Good fight here from Mattoon, but we're in trouble in the middle of the mat. 50 seconds left. Kind of about where Isaiah was last match. We're just on the other end of it. Mattoon doing a good job. He's got that far shoulder up, it looks like. Oh, Brady turns back into it, which is maybe not too good.
Yeah, yeah. There's the fall. So at 133, Cole Munster Tiger with a fall over Braden Mattoon, and that gives the Whitehawks now a 15-9 lead in the match, and we go now to 139. Let's see who comes out here, Sean.
This is the first.
It's going to have to be
one,
Gabe
two,
Brown
three,
or four, five. So this is them.
Gabe Brown.
Okay. For the Whitehawks.
Four and five.
And Sean Peterson came out for the Longhorns.
Yep, Sean Peterson is 0-0. But Terry told me this Peterson kid's 38-1 on the B squad.
Okay.
So versus
he hasn't Brown had any varsity action, right?
Nope. So that would mean we might, this is 139. We're going to get the Braxton versus Jack Nelson match then.
Gabe Brown is 4-5, by the way. So actually, this could be an interesting match that he might have something to say about how this comes out too, right? Yeah.
Peterson, outside single there, cuts across to a double. Nice job. Scores the opening takedown.
So again, Sean Peterson, an eighth grader. This is, I guess, his first varsity match, right?
Yeah, he's 0-0, but that takedown there would give me reason to believe why he's only been beat once this year on the beast squad.
Yep. Gabe Brown's a sophomore, by the way, 4-5.
No.
And it's 2-0 here. Peterson for the Longhorns lead.
Yep. Now he's kind of got a far wrist trapped here. Gabe Brown trying to work to his face or up to his feet. Peterson's doing a good job of controlling wrist. He's got that far leg. I don't know what he's trying to do here. Yeah, it looks like kind of trying to squaddle something. Gabe Brown got his head in between now Peterson's legs. Probably a loss of control if they go out of bounds here, or he might give up a reversal. 10 seconds left. We're going to go off the mat. 3 seconds left, and he gives up the escape right at the buzzer. So Sean Peterson will take a 2-1 lead going into the second. Brown looks at his coach and says, let's defer. And Peterson says, let's go. I took you down in the first period pretty easily. I'm going to do it again right here. I like the confidence from the eighth grader. And the way he did it, too, is beautiful. They're kind of in the middle now, feeling each other out. 10 seconds into the second one. Second period, Peterson leads 2-1. Gabe Brown kind of leaning him. I think Peterson could turn that shoulder again. And so far, just feeling each other out here a little bit. Not a lot going on. Both kind of pushing into each other. There's a shot by Peterson. Doesn't quite get it. Yeah. That's kind of both pushing into each other. Not a lot going on. Peterson on that outside single again there. That's beautiful. Outside single to a double.
And he gets the takedown.
Yeah, I would keep doing that. I would let this kid up. You can take him down that easily twice. Now he's trying to run a half. Oh, he just locked his hands, but the ref missed it. There we go. Now we let him up. So now it's 4-2. Do it again here, Sean. 40 seconds left. Gabe Brown pushing in. When he does this, you can just duck and turn your shoulder here. You're going to score again, Sean. Time it up just a little bit. Well, now Gabe Brown tries a snap down. To no avail. There it is. It's just a blast double. This Peterson kid, if he attacks, he's tough.
Mm-hmm.
6-2. 6-2. 5 seconds left. Peterson's going to take a 6-2 lead into the third. All right. Sean Peterson doing a good job here at 139, leading 6-2.
He doesn't look like an eighth grader, though, either, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He's kind of put together.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be a good one for him, it looks like.
Yeah, I would agree. Now he's going to pick both up.
So the Longhorn, Sean Peterson, leading Gabe Brown here at 139. The match score, 15-9. Mountain West Honka with the lead.
Brown hasn't taken a shot yet. Peterson has taken three, and he scored on all three. There he goes again. Oh, that time he caught. There he goes. Shot after shot. He scored again. They could get bonus points here if they want to just do takedowns. Peterson could take this kid down four more times in this period, I think. For how easy. Yep, here we go.
Let him go there.
8-4 now. We're going to get four more takedowns here. Try to get the major decision this way. Maybe get a takedown to a half to his back, too. But Peterson's never been in jeopardy of getting taken down. So they're back in the middle. Takes a kind of half-hearted shot this time. Just when he decided to go, Sean, just commit to it and go. Yep. Okay, they're still circling each other in the middle of the mat. Not a lot going on, I figure. Oh, now they warn Brown for stalling. Peterson's definitely being the aggressor here, but he hasn't really taken any major shots. A little snap down try by Brown. Peterson shoves him off the edge. Peterson shoots again. This time Brown fends it off. There's 15 seconds left here. Sorry, kind of looking to see who's getting ready to wrestle next here on the edges. Peterson takes another shot, but he's going to win this 9-4 and cut the lead to 12-15.
Yep, this is a regular decision at 139 as Sean Peterson picks up the win for the Longhorns. 15-12 now. We're back in 30 seconds.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
All right, two ranked wrestlers out on the mat now at 145. Jack Nelson, a senior, 43-2 for Mound West Conca against Braxton Simon, 34-8, the senior for the Longhorns. Braxton is ranked number 8 at 139. Nelson ranked number 1 at 139 in the latest ranking.
Yep, so here they wrestle at 145.
Yep.
And the Nelson kid, I do believe, has won 3 state titles and is looking for his 4th. Two nice shots by Nelson, bought off by Braxton, though. So Nelson's going to finally finishes one of them, so it's going to be 2-0. Oh, he's going to roll through on this cheap tilt that Maple River's been using, USC's been using.
Now he's not quite getting near fall. Okay, he did. I agree with Danny that he didn't swipe twice, but he's going to give two near fall. And now he's kind of working across face, looking for a cradle.
So there was a question on that second near fall then? Or?
Well, I didn't see him swipe twice, and neither did Coach Robbins, but he gave him two near fall.
So it's four to nothing.
Four to nothing. Nelson riding on top. Braxton hasn't really tried to get to his feet. Oh, here comes that cheap tilt again. He just grabs everything and rolls right through, but Braxton's able to get his stomach down. He ends up grabbing an ankle. I think Braxton might try to score here. Oh, out of bounds they go.
And it stays 4-0 with 8 seconds to go in the first period.
This kid's good.
Yeah.
Because Braxton's quality.
Yeah.
And this kid kind of had his way here for the first 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Braxton tries kind of a Sandy Granby there to no avail. Nelson just rides it through with his hips tight. And he's going to, Braxton's going to be down 4-0 going into the second. He defers. Jack Nelson takes down.
So we had the period 2-4-0. Jack Nelson leading the Longhorns, Braxton Simon. And Simon on top. Here we go.
Quick switch in 2 seconds. Nelson reverses and he's got a half locked up deep. So it's 6-0 now. Braxton doing a good job fighting this half with a hip down and leg up. But this thing is deep. He just got hurt. Did he get that out? I can't see. Now we're looking for a cradle, maybe. Nope. Okay, Braxton fought off that half, and now he's up to his feet. And Nelson's going to let him go. It's 6-1. Braxton takes the shot. Nelson reshoots. Hooks the feet on a double leg. So Braxton shot. He kind of backed out. Nelson did a good job of reattacking there. And he's going to score this takedown here. He hasn't gotten it yet, though.
No, not yet. There it is.
8-1 lead with a minute halfway through the match. 1 minute left in the second. This kid is slick. So he's now working a cross face. He looks like he wants the cradle. Can't quite get it. Braxton won't kind of let him. Now he extends him up. Braxton does a good job of fighting that off. He will give up that cradle. Here comes this roll-through tilt, though, again. Yep. He's trying to run this tilt. Now he's got a double arm bar. Uh-oh. We got 26 seconds left. Oh. Braxton, be careful here. Pick a side.
15 seconds.
Yep. Nelson's trying to run this. Braxton doing a good job of kind of Hip and down. Oh, 6 seconds. And a big step, but he's not going to be able to get it. We're going to get saved by the bell here. We do not want to end up in that position in the third.
Yeah.
Braxton did a good job of not letting that go anywhere. And it's 8-1 going into the third.
Jack Nelson leading Braxton Simon here at 1:45. Post team score 15-12. Mound West Tonka with the lead.
Caution here on Mound. All right, there's the whistle. Clean start.
So what was the referee cautioning about there?
He crawled on top, and before the ref let go, he kind of a little nudge forward.
Yeah.
So a little false start, pretty much, is what it was. 5-yard penalty. Braxton got up to his feet. Nelson has broken him back down here. And kind of got a cross body right here. Braxton seems to have him tired a little bit. You got to get off her stomach, though, here, try to take advantage of it. I'm guessing he's coming through with a roll through tilt here again. Looks like that's what he's trying to set up. He's got a bar now. He's going to try to run this arm bar. And Braxton's warned for stalling.
At this point, Braxton's just trying to avoid giving up bonus points here. Right?
Yeah, correct. And it's only 8-1, so if Braxton get out of here with just a decision, I think that Maple River would be happy at the way this has gone now.
Uh-oh.
And here's that roll-through tilt, and nothing.
Huh?
Braxton's kind of got some Gumby-ish arms, so nothing going there. They're going to cut Braxton, let him go. The ref hasn't awarded an escape. Now he does. Oh! And Braxton walks right into a huge headlock, but Nelson hits it, but is unable to score it to his back, but he does score it. Takedown. So now it's 10-2. He threw that thing hard.
Yeah, he did.
But Braxton was able to not end up on his back. So it's 10-2.
20 seconds to go in the match.
We're in major decision right now for Nelson. Braxton gets away. It would be huge. Cut in, not give up that one bonus point. Could be a huge point come the end of the duel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks lose 69-15.
60-15. Blue Etheria falls to Westfield 60-15 in the Section 2A team tournament.
Here comes another cheap tilt, and he's going to get it. Braxton's finally going to give up near fall here. And moves. 12-2, the score.
Braxton falling. Braxton Simon falls to Jack Nelson, one of their really good wrestlers. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. Back in a moment.
98% of farms are family-owned, and most have been part of those families for generations. While times and technology have changed, today's corn and soybean farmers stay committed to protecting our water and soil resources. The Faribault County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs want you to know they're dedicated to growing a safe, healthy product while preserving the land for future generations.
All right, we're back here inbound. We go to 152, and for the Longhorns, Sean,
White Walters, White Walters, a 25-14 junior.
He's
wrestling Khalid.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how to say his first name, but it's Tahid.
Yeah,
he's 6-9, a senior.
Yep, and Wyatt just had a full Nelson, and they wanted it called and said no, but he's got it again.
Rafala Tahid, but he's in a little bit of trouble here.
Yep, Wyatt's getting back points. But now Wyatt's going to be on his back. Nope, Shahid gets the reversal, so now Wyatt gets the takedown and near fall. Shahid gets the reversal. It's 4-2.
By the way, the team score 19-12. White Hawks leading the Longhorns. We're at 152.
Oh, Wyatt got a reversal. Now Shahid gets the reversal.
Back and forth we go here.
Yeah. Wyatt had him on his back there for a second. Kind of in a goofy screen. Oh, don't roll through this, Wyatt. Wyatt trying to roll through it. He's got a half, and it's deep. And 17 seconds on the edge of the mat. 6-4, Walters lead. Okay, he's giving up the half now. Oh, don't roll through this, Wyatt. Okay, saved by the bell again.
Yeah, because that's a good sign for that. Ooh, at the end of the first period, 6-4. Walters has the lead, but boy, this kid from...
He's strong, too.
He is, isn't he? I mean, his record's not much to speak of. It's 6-9 on the year, but...
Well, I'm guessing at 6-9, there's part of it that goes when you're wrestling in between
Jack Nelson
and... Jack Nelson and the Carson Rowe. I'm guessing a lot of teams move their best kid to you.
Yeah.
But Wyatt hits the Granby here and is able to, oh, baby, got the reversal, but now he ends up in a double arm bar.
Yeah.
Oh, and now he's got reverse back and he's in trouble. He's in trouble. Oh, he gave up the double armbar. Now he's turning back into it. I don't. Why did he do that? Oh, he's got his wrist there. That's why. Oh, he's. So Wyatt Lee baits four, but he has given. Oh, he went to this. I don't know why. Either. Yeah, Wyatt gets his wrist free. Right now he's got it.
Wyatt
reverses for a pin. Wow. What a turnaround that was, Sean. Tell him. Tell him what happened.
Got
a double armbar. Talib did, and he gave it up and kind of reached behind and grabbed the wrist and kind of like tried to finish with a guillotine with his hand over Wyatt's head while he was still holding the wrist, and Wyatt just kind of rolled through and
pinned him.
Yeah. And it was quick.
Walters gets the fall to pull the Longhorns within a point now, so it's 19-18. They go to 160.
Yep, and this is Colt Bowerman, is it? No, this is Garrett Bowman.
Oh, Garrett Bowman, yeah, 160.
And this is Musty Cooper Rowe.
Yeah, Cooper Rowe is the sophomore at 40-3. He looks like he might be pretty good. Garrett Bowman, yep. Senior, 9-27.
Yeah, he's got big, strong, quick switch.
And he's already up 4-1 here.
To be honest with you, Randy, I'm kind of looking forward to calling this section individual tournament up here with kids that know how to wrestle.
Yeah.
You got Bowman in a single arm bar on his back. Garrett does a good job of fighting her off.
Yeah. Bowman can avoid getting pinned here. That would be something else, wouldn't it? But
it would be, oh, baby. Just above a broken arm. A little chicken wing there.
Yeah, 1 point awarded there.
Yep, for illegal hold.
Yep.
No.
Wasn't it?
Nope, he gave two near fall.
Okay.
Garrett's 1 point has come for an escape.
6-1, so the score is.
Oh. That was, this kid's getting aggressive here. He's got to be careful. If he drops Bowman on his head and gets disqualified, that'd be a 12-point swing. He's running a half here, though, just staying basic now.
This kid knows what he's doing.
This kid is very talented.
Cooper Rowe, who is ranked number 2 at 152, wrestling at 160 here for Mound West Concat. And he's got Garrett Bowman in a bit of trouble here.
Yeah, he's kind of single arm bar to half Nelson to now Saturday Night Ride. Got both legs in. This is going to be. Yeah,
there it is. There's the fall.
And 18.
So at 116, no surprise there, the second ranked
Cooper Rowe.
Cooper Rowe, yeah. Wins by fall over Garrett Bowman. Makes the team score now. Mound West Tonka 25. Maple River USC 18. And we go to 172.
So this is Bullerman.
Colt Bullerman, the sophomore, 9-15 for.
They haven't announced them, though, yet.
For the Longhorns.
They quit announcing them. Why did they? I don't know who's up there.
Okay.
It's a single leg takedown by the White Hawk. Bullerman trying to get to the edge of the mat. He's got a whizzer on, but elbow or knee is, leg is elevated. And Bullerman tries to hit a switch, and he's going to give up a takedown here.
I wish we knew who was wrestling here for the Whitehawks. I don't think they ever announced it, did they?
No. Oh, Bullerman hits the switch, and it's re-switched. No point. And no point. Who? Eric Von Holtz. Okay. Eric Von Holtz. He is a 10-33 junior. You got it at Von Holtz?
Yeah. Von Holtz? That's what they said at the scorer's table.
Yeah. Okay, and Bullerman still just trades 2-0, or trails 2-0. Von Holtz almost got a, gave up a reversal, but he was able to re-switch on Bullerman's initial switch.
So this Von Holtz gets a junior at 10-33, you said, right?
Yep, and Bullerman is a sophomore at 9-15.
Right.
So, could be a good one. So far it has been.
And it's a 2-0 lead.
They're still on the edge of the mat here. Oh, he's got a bar in. So Von Holt trying to pull Cole back. He's getting there. Nope. Then he gives up the bar.
And there you go. The end of the period. 2-0. The White Hawk wrestler, the leader here. That's Eric Von Holt.
What?
2-0.
What weight are we at?
This is at 172.
Okay, 172. So there's going to be three matches left after this. I'm just trying to do some math here.
Yeah.
Well, this would be a big one if we could find a way to win this. Colt, hit that switch again. Go ahead. He's up to his feet. Von Holtz drops down on a single. Puts weight on it. Colt, he does, and he's away. All right, 2-1. To start, Colt. Keep inching away at it here. Kind of collar tie in the middle now, dancing a little bit. 2-1, Bullerman trails. Minute 30 left in the second. This is a big one now, Randy.
Yes, it is. I think you're right.
I think
the score at 25-18.
Yep. Bullerman shoots a double from distance. Now he's in on a single. He's getting low and spinning. I like it. Keep going, Colt. You're all right there. Van Holt. Strong kid, too. These kids, they know where the weight room is up here. Van Holt scrolls that, or scrolls just enough. Van Holt. Hey, they're back in the middle. Minute five left in the third, second. Bullerman trails 2-1.
Whoever gets the takedown here,
yeah,
this is a big, big one right here.
Yeah, this is an important minute here. They're collar tie now. Van Holt, oh, takes a shot. That's a nice shot. He's in on a single, and he's got to a double. Kind of caught Bullerman just on his toes there a little bit. It's kind of perfect timing for Van Holt. Kind of bad luck for Bullerman there on the timing of Van Holt. Hasn't taken too many shots, and he finally does just straight at the wrong time for Bullerman.
Man.
30 seconds left. He's down 4-1. If we can get an escape here, Colt, put ourselves right back in the match. Von Holt's going to get called. I was going to say he's going to get called for stalling. He's just riding parallel there.
So it's 4-1. Von Holt's leading Bullerman here at 172. This is a pretty key match here. We still have 22 seconds left here in the second period. And, yeah, if Colt could get an escape here, or at least an escape before the period ends,
would be big. 15 seconds left. Von Holt. Riding tough, though. There, Colts, Bullerman's on his base, though, to maybe pick up another stalling call here. Oh! Bullerman kind of tries to roll, kind of a half grandy to no avail.
Didn't work. End of period two. 4-1. Von Holt, Eric Von Holt leading Colt Bullerman. And we go to period three. 4-1 the score.
Yep. Von Holt starts down. Bullerman covers, and away we go. Bullerman looking for that far wrist. Von Holt's doing a good job of keeping it away. Von Holt kind of in a short sit position now. Bullerman's still working for wrist control. Bullerman's just a little smaller than this guy. Von Holt up to his feet. Bullerman drops down to the single. He's going to maybe get, okay, now he's got a treetop single up. He trips it, covers it. No points then because Von Holt is already down. Oh, Bullerman throws in a leg, got a half in.
Oh,
just about he's trying it again. He got a leg in. Von Holt's reaching back. I don't know if that's wise. Okay, now he's jumped. Holt to his hip, though. kind of one leg in. He's on his hip. He's working a half. We got to get near fall here. We got 50 seconds and we get a stalemate.
And 50 seconds left to go in the match. 4-1. Bowlerman needs to make something happen here.
He does. They're looking like they're going to keep him down, try to get a near fall here. Bowlerman throws the leg in. Go ahead, throw it in. Okay, Bowlerman trying to pressure forward, but Von Holt does a good job of getting back to his base. Now he's up to his feet. And he's going to hit a reversal on kind of a slope and get a reversal. It's going to be 6-1 now with 25 seconds left. Yeah, it's going to be 20 seconds left. It's going to, I'm still up here cross face. 10 seconds left. Bowlerman down 6-1 on his belly. That's the way this one's going to end. That's going to give the Whitehawks a
28-18 lead.
A 10-point lead with 3 matches left.
All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
So 31.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Well, it looks like the Whitehawks are sending out a... This is going to be a fall, maybe. Jason DeVallis, 0-3, a junior for the Whitehawks against Byron Getchell, the 33-6 junior.
Getchell puts him, takes him down. And by my math, it was 28-18. We need to win the rest because if we give up a decision, that would be 31, which would mean the most we can get to is 30. So we got to sweep this on the way out here. Getchell's in control of this match. I would be surprised if we don't get a fall here. Getchell's going to run a barn bar, and he's going to get it here. This is going to be
there
a fall,
goes.
And that's it.
Yep, there it is, the fall. Quickly done there by Byron Getchell at 189 he was at there. The junior gets a fall over Jace DeVallis, and it's now 28-24.
John who?
John Steven.
Oh, he's a wrestler. 33-12.
Yep, he's another one of their unranked but very good wrestlers.
Yep, 33-12, and he takes Fuller down here
at 215. John Seaman, a junior, 33-12 against Max Fuller, the freshman, 5-19.
Yep. Well, Seaman.
And if
we're
going to
cradle
here.
Yep, and he's got Fuller cradled up. And he's a big 215 pounder. He's put together, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you're right. These guys know
the weight room. We walked by the weight room on our way to the gym, didn't we?
Yeah.
They know where it's at.
Yeah, he's got Fuller in the cradle again.
Yep. This is going to end the...
There's a fall. 215. So John Seaman wins by fall at 215-24.
Now who's Diesel Butler going to wrestle?
Max Fuller, that makes it a 34-24 match. So the duel is over. Longhorns are going to come up a little bit short. Here's the heavyweight match. All right, so Philip Pisarczyk, sophomore, 6-6. Okay, he's 6-16 against Diesel Butler, the 19-19 junior.
All right, they're circling in the middle, and the dual meet has been decided now. 34-24 Whitehawks in what was extremely entertaining and still is. Diesel's working in the middle here. Head-to-head, working head position. Diesel's in on a single. Pisarczyk put some weight on it. Diesel dropped to a double. Nice, Diesel. There you go. Got a double. Oh, my.
Almost got him out.
Yeah, yeah. Just a split second late on that half Nelson, or he would have had that. The White Hawk is a 6-16 sophomore, he said. Diesel doing a good job. Now, see, Diesel's a small heavyweight. This kid's a full. You know, Diesel's giving up a little bit of weight here. But as the White Hawk gets away, I'm done pronouncing his last name.
Going with Pisarcik.
Pisarcik.
The guy that fumbled at the end of the game back in the Giants-Eagles game. You remember that? Joe Pisarcik when he did that?
No.
You remember that?
Yeah, you're too young.
Yeah, I was going to say. He was trying to take a knee to end the game.
Oh, and
he
fumbled. Yeah. All right, so Butler's in on an outside single, but Pisarcik has a wrist, or has an ankle, I should say, and he's going to be able to spin behind. That's just a size deal there.
Yeah. How much? Oh, boy.
I can tell you
maximum
what he's going to weigh. 275. I can tell you what this kid weighed, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know what. I don't know. Oh,
and it's not his
cradle locked up.
That weight is not fat either, by the way.
No, he's put together, too. let's see, Pisarcik. Yeah, he's 253.
Okay.
And I'm guessing Diesel weighs about 210.
Yeah.
So, as Butler trails 3-2 going into the second period, they're both up. I think Diesel chose both up here. Wrist control, fighting here in the middle of the mat. Not a lot going on. Dab's getting after Diesel a little bit. Wants a little more action. Diesel does a good job of keeping his head in good position here. Oh, Sarchik comes with the haymaker to another one to a collar tie, kind of ear to ear. Not a lot of action. I think Diesel, after Diesel, he got in on that nice shot and maybe gave up the takedown. I think he's a little tentative to get in there again. I would like to see Diesel maybe try to snap him, work some Russian tie type stuff. 40 seconds left here in the second. Butler's down 3-2. Yeah, not a lot of action. Sorry, I'd like to say more, but just ear to ear in the middle of the mat.
There's just not a lot going on there.
Just taking a shot here this whole period. Time for a double warning call. Stalling, maybe.
Yeah, going to get in on this pretty quick.
You wanted to go both up. You got a score. And now Diesel getting a little aggressive, very kind of underhooked. Nope. They're going to end head-to-head. Pisarcik's choice.
He leads 3-2 over Diesel Butler at heavyweight here. And the match is, the team match is decided already as the White Hawks are up by 10, 34-24.
Pisarcik goes, chooses down. Butler gets up to three. Butler's in on a single, though. This is where the weight matters, though. He kind of just extends Diesel out. Sends behind for the reversal. Takes a 5-2 lead. This is where Google's got to be careful about this cradle. And there it is. Not really. Hands were locked a little too low. But he's going to try to run a power half now. Diesel up to his feet and gets away. All right, 5-3. One takedown away. Now Diesel snapping down, stale from underneath him. And it has... Diesel's gotten in deep a couple times, but he gets outsized here a little bit. He needs to, there you go, snap him down. Okay, but their collar tie again in the middle, just kind of not a lot of action.
Okay. Here we are again with them both up and,
yeah. Oh. Diesel takes a shot from distance, and
Pisarcik
just shoves his head down and spins behind. takes a 7-3 lead, 45 seconds left in the match.
He had to try something there,
yeah,
though, Sean.
Well, the dual meet's decided, too, so he's kind of just wrestling here for himself. He needed to try to score. Oh, he's going to try Granby. Nope, not quite. Close, though. Pisarczyk stopped that. And, oh, he's going to try again. If you can hook, they got to hook that by the elbow, maybe, Diesel. So the wrist. Oh. All right. 10 seconds left. Pisarczyk's going to hang on to win this one. 7-3.
So, yeah. There it is.
That'll make it a 37-24 dual meet. Good dual meet.
So the final, Mound West Tonka 37, Maple River USC 24 is the final. And we'll come back. Post-wrestling recap coming your way in a moment.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
When there's an electrical problem in your home, farm, or business, remember one name, Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric is ready to take care of any electrical problem, large or small. Whether it's residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial, Schroeder Electric has experienced crews and the equipment for any project. And they do underground and overhead bucket work too. Call anytime, 553-5880. If there's an electrical problem, call on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate, and we'd like to take this time to wish all of our Longhorn wrestlers good luck on the mat. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers three modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack's Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Back here in Mound, and again the final in this quarterfinal match. Mound West Tonka defeating Maple River USC 37-24 was the final. Sean, a recap on this quarterfinal match here.
I'm going to try my best. Okay, so Noah Gonzalez got the Longhorns off to the right start with a 5-2 win at 107. That gave the Maple River, or the Longhorns, a 3-0 lead. Brady Kirkpatrick followed that up, and it was a closely contested match, and then kind of caught Bebo on his hip and was able to get him on his back and pin him. So Kirkpatrick pins Bebo Getchell 3-6 Maple River Trail. Then Levi Hayes wins a close match 3-2. So So the Longhorns trail 3-9. And then we go down. Isaiah Gonzalez gets a fall for the Longhorns at 127. So it's 9-9. Cole Muster Tiger answers back with a fall of his own to make it 15-9. Then Sean Peterson, for his first varsity duel, comes out and gets a win 8-9-4 to cut it to 12-15. And then Jack Nelson, major decision, Braxton Simon, to make it 19-12. And then we come out with Wyatt Walters gets a fall from his own back to the opponent's back to make it 18-19. The White Hawks respond with Cooper Rowe getting a fall to make it 25-18. And then there was a decision at, Von Holtz won by decision, right? I do believe over Bullerman to make it 28-18. Getzel gets the Longhorns a pin to cut the lead 24-18. And then John Seaman, I didn't bring my glasses.
Well, he's the guy that...
He ends up pinning Max Fuller.
He's the unknown but really good wrestler for them, too.
Yeah,
he's 33-12.
And he is put together. He's a 215-pounder.
Yeah. Nobody talked about him, but he, you know...
Yeah. And then their heavyweight, Kasarchik, does a good job, too. He decisions Diesel Butler 7-3 to make it 37-24.
37-24 the final. So unfortunately, team-wise, Maple River USC eliminated from the postseason. Blue Earth Area was eliminated earlier tonight in Hayfield. They lost to Westfield 60-15. And so we don't have anything to cover team-wise for you on Saturday. But we'll look ahead. We've got individual wrestling coming up next week, and we'll talk about that after we take our final break. Back to wrap things up in a moment.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Picture this, your HVAC system delivering a knockout performance, your plumbing holding its ground against any opponent, and your electrical systems powering up for victory. That's the kind of reliable service you can expect from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. And for our most loyal fans, we introduce the R Membership Program. Enjoy priority service and special perks, including 10% off all parts and services. R Membership will have you feeling like the champion of home comfort. Sign up for R Membership today at RonsPHE.com.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton. John Mark and the staff at Herman Manufacturing of Wells would like to wish area athletes good luck in their matches today. Herman Manufacturing has supplied the industry with custom-engineered machine assemblies, precision machine, and welding components for over 40 years. For all your ag and industrial repairs and steel sales, call Herman Manufacturing at 507-553-5256 or visit them at hermanmfg.com.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Back here in Mound and recapping everything once again here. Our finals tonight here. Unfortunately, the Longhorns will not advance to Saturday's semifinals. They did win their first match tonight as Maple River USC defeating Rockford 53-15. But in the quarterfinals, Mound West Tonka wins, and it was sort of a similar score, I guess. During the year, it was 35-27. Sean, Mound West Tonka won there. This one is a little bit more lopsided, 37-24. Mound West Tonka wins, but they closed within a point there late, but we knew it was going to be an uphill battle in those last. They would have had to win all the rest of the matches, and we knew that was going to be tough to do.
Correct, especially with what they had in the last two. Byron goes out, though. We got the efforts we wanted out of the kids we needed to. You would hope Braxton did a good job. That kid is good. I tell you what, Mount West Tonka, I would be surprised if they don't got three kids in the state finals.
Yeah.
Those three were impressive. I get it that we're just in one little community here. There's probably other kids that are really good. But it's going to take someone special to beat any one of those three kids that came out here tonight. And good for them. They got the kids, and maybe they'll give Scott West all they want if they can win the toss and get those guys on some of Scott West's better kids.
All right, we're going to be back up in Orono next week. So this section 2AA starts on Friday. We're going to jump in with our coverage on Saturday at Orono, and there'll be some really good wrestling in that section.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. If this was an indication of what we have coming forward, then yes, there will be some high quality individuals. That's for sure. And hopefully, Maple River USC can sneak one, two, three kids out. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
It would be a tall task because moving up to AA into this section with Scott West it's a little bit different beast. It's just the facts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so that'll be our next coverage for the Longhorns. We'll be up in Orono to bring you coverage of the section individual tournament. And we'll see if we can get some Longhorns onto the state tournament. That's in Orono. They start Friday with a couple of rounds, but we'll be in there to bring you all the excitement of some consolation, semifinals, championships, and there'll maybe be some true seconds possible in there, too. So that's all on Saturday the 24th, and we'll be right back here on 98 Country. We'll also follow Section 2A over on AM 1560 on Saturday the 24th, Blue Earth Area. We'll try to advance some guys to the state tournament in that one. So, again, the finals, Maple River USC 53-15 winners over Rockford, and then they fall to Mound West Tonka 37-24. Thanks to Kim back at the station for running the controls tonight. Sean, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, for Sean Goodall, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks. So long, everybody.
Maple River United South Central Wrestling on KBEW is brought to you by Farmers Co-op Association of Forest City, Leland, Keister, and Buffalo Center. By Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Priceland. By Maple River USC Youth Wrestling. Johnson Seeds of Wells. Mark Schmitz, your State Farm agent of Wells. The Faribault County Corn and Soybean Growers. Wells VFW, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, Craig Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Mapleton Marine, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Ron's Plumbing of Wells, The Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Herman Manufacturing of Wells, and TS Construction of Easton.
Bottle. till I miss you don't roll off my tongue. Since you poured our love down the sink, I think I'll just stay here and drink. I tell myself that I should quit, but I don't listen to drunk.
time and my spare key. Don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke. So you should already know. It ain't your place. Birthdays come around and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody.
From Parkland, Florida, Ashley Cook is her name. That song is called Your Place. Now, she'll be on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry Saturday, March 23rd. Bailey Zimmerman, Thomas Rhett, Lady A's latest Love You Back coming up.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The greatest station.
Yeah, crank it up!
Now, more hot country favorites on 98.1 FM.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. between a rock and a hard place. For the record, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? More of this can we
close until you hear everything I'm get drunk on you, no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gone. You make me wanna pull this shirt up to sign a rule. Slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you, no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gone. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Sound FM on the radio.
The only station you need for today's country, 98 Country.
Hey. I don't remember much about last night. Woke up on a couch, sunrise. Saw the living room through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late, 4 a.m. but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space? That are shouting out, oh my God. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. Pretending it's fine. Oh, we've been round, round, round this too many times before. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more.
Cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me, how we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. Can't you see?
Lady A would love you back. Let's check some entertainment history for the 15th of February. When it comes to our favorite movies, we saw The Breakfast Club make its debut on this day in 1985. Super Troopers premiered in 2002. And on television, we saw The Umbrella Academy premiere. It was the 15th of February, 2019. Remember when you could binge the whole season?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by... Has an accident or injury resulting in wage loss or medical bills caused chaos in your life? Front Lundquist & Gustafson attorneys are ready to help. For a no-obligation meeting, call Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for snow. Lows around 16. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 23 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to around 11 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. Currently 19.
Country music makes you feel something.
I love how it makes me feel.
Let me show you how country feels.
And you're about to feel a whole lot of it right now.
98 Country.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you've taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, and listen to every song written. Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
I hate the thought.
Friends.
Esther.
I got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Said, you know, I always had you, baby. Just wait for you to find what you were looking for.
Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 98 Country.
It's the KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. The Wells American Legion, happy hour 3 to 6:30, Monday through Friday. Tuesday, 2-for-1 drinks. Wednesday, barbecue ribs and sides for $14. Thursday, ladies' night. Friday night, meat raffle and happy hour from 3 to 8 p.m. And Saturday, Windsor chops from 5 p.m. until dawn. And $3 taps all day at the Wells American Legion Post 210. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center, has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizzas. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, open Monday through Friday and Sunday. They have daily lunch specials and homemade soup during the week. Check out their Friday night specials, including prime rib. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, Main Street Mapleton, where fresh and flavor come together. Cargo Express of Bancroft. This week's noon specials are Monday, Made Rights. Tuesday, Cowboy Tater Tot Hot Dish. Wednesday, Cheese Enchiladas with Spanish Rice.
Thursday, hot beef commercials, and Friday, Lenten specials. Find Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska Coffee, Cappuccino, Fountain Drinks, and more at Cargo Express on the highway in Bancroft, the convenience store. When you're hungry, head to the Blue Earth Shell Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They offer a full breakfast menu and $8 lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Eat in or order to go. Plus, there's sandwiches, burgers, and pizza and chicken strips, too, at the Blue Earth Shell Deli. And that's your KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides. The Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
It's funny and it's joyful.
98 Country, today's country.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. Drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget something like that. Something like that.
like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world. Dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good. I bet it was great. And God made a man. A man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel. Girl is best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks so hard. It's a man made of art. Short days, said it was good. I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball.
A new collaboration from Morgan Wallen and Eric Church. It's called Man Made a Bar. Another hour of country music is off and rolling. Carly Pierce will get help from Chris Stapleton after Parmalee.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. There ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in my head when I'm dreaming. In my Friday, every weekend, all my days, my nights, baby, you're the only girl in my. Yeah, you're the only girl in my. You took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt, in my ride, running. running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't know me. The bars in this guitar and long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I seems to torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't know me. The bars in this guitar and long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Country.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes. Cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yell, cause what the hell difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care. Hall.
We talk about the weather if we talk at all. If your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him.
Pierce with Chris Stapleton. The song is called We Don't Fight Anymore. Jason Aldean and Kenny Chesney are on the way. And a new survey about our Valentine's Day date. To be perfect, it's got to have sugar. All right, 58% of actively dating Americans in this survey say dessert is non-negotiable when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. 98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
At Carpets Plus Color Tile of Fairmont, we know it's more than a floor. It's your home. We invite you to visit with our designers today at Fairmont's premier flooring destination, Carpets Plus Color Tile, America's floor store, 1010 North State Street next to Culligan in Fairmont.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for snow. Lows around 16. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 23 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to around 11 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. Currently 19.
It's time for action, not words.
Action. Demand action.
Let's put on some more music, okay?
We deliver America's hottest country.
Woo-hoo!
To America's richest farmland in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa on 98.